Good morning, everyone. As we are trickling in, I'd like to get our session started. We're supposed to start at 9:15. And the first part of the session is going to be a collection of topics that you are interested in discussing and finding out more about. So what we'll do is start collecting the topics. We're going to be doing a roundtable introduction soon, but to save us time, I'd like to start collecting topics right now. So, from this end, do you have a topic you'd like to discuss?
Hey, good morning, everybody. We have been discussing the two-character mitigation plan topic a little bit the last days, but I think that should be a topic for some of us.
Aishigo, two characters.
Surprisingly. Hi, I'm Srinitsa from Lemarit. We work together. Probably the topic would be the same. We also want to hear that about the two characters.
So two of you want to talk about two characters.
You don't want to,
but you have to. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Martin Küchenthal from Le Maret. We're serving a couple of German-based top brands.
Thank you. So, let's do this then. As we go around introducing topic, let's just introduce ourselves. That'll save us more time, right? So, my name is Dennis Chang. I'm GDD Services and Engagement Program Director. And I serve you here today as the moderator for this unconference, as we like to call it, the roundtable.
I'm Andrew Merriam with Top Level Design. I think one of the things we have to imminently decide is how to use the GDD summit in Amsterdam versus the next ICANN meeting. So I'd like to hear what kind of anything from ICANN staff perspective. Also, if the GDD summit is planned to come back to North America in the fall again, or anything around that.
Aishigo, GDD summit is the topic.
Hi, I'm Radine McGarry, and I'm here on behalf of Punto for .bar and .rest. I don't have any particular agenda items today.
Okay, that's fine. Hi, I'm Samantha Demetrio from Fairwinds Partners, representing .fairwinds and our .brand clients. And Andrew stole my idea. But specifically wanting to know like what staff's goals for the summit are and if there's anything you guys want to achieve out of that so we can bring that back to the registry stakeholder group who's also working on planning it from the registry side.
Good morning, everybody. Frida Tallon from .sky. How about CZDS and the integration on the new portal and how that's going to work with us? Okay. An update on that would be lovely.
Plus...
So CZDS and the new portal is a topic.
Deepma Linden Velades, yeah, for dot brand clients. All of that over there is good, but also if there's any indication of what meeting B is actually going to be like, because there seems to be a lot of confusion as to what's going to be happening at meeting B, if you guys can give some clarity or something like that. Thanks.
Meeting B, clarification.
Ashley Roberts, Valadeus, representing .kpmg. I don't know if the right people are here to really address this topic, but kind of billing issues, invoicing, we're having problems with that.
Okay. Billing, invoicing.
Hi, Leanne Hogben from GMO Registry. I guess I'm interested in the GDD portal as well, and we can... maybe the material subcontracting change, if anybody else is interested in talking about that.
MSA.
Hi, this is Ron Schwertzler from Dot Wien, Vienna. Most of my points or interests have been covered so far, but for example, are there any news if you want to change your registry three backend provider out of, let's say, financial reasons because you find a cheaper one. Is it just about clicking a checkbox like we thought it could be, or is it, whatever it is?
Backend change process.
Hi, good morning. I'm Sébastien Ducosse of Newstar. I most of the questions that were asked before are also of interest. We had the other day a conversation about delegation deadlines and that sort of process. I had a few more questions on it, just clarifications.
Delegation deadline.
Hi, Raymond Zylstra from Newstar, and I think that's a good list to start with, so we'll see how we go.
Excellent. Welcome.
Hello. I'm E. Zhang, working for Cernic. So it's the first time I joined the GDD, so I just want to learn something. Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ning from Cernic, and we are .cn ccTLD registry, and we also got IDN GTLD .公司 and .网络, means .network and .company. And we also provide some consultant service for any new GTLD who want to enter into the Chinese market. We can help any new GTLD to enter into Chinese, maybe huge market. Okay, and we are new for this session, and we are curious about what kind of interesting discussion we'll be having here. So, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Jim Galvin from Ophelius, and one of the benefits of going last is I could just say that I don't have anything to add, but I actually don't even have any particular agenda item, so I don't even want to pick one out that would be my first choice. So thank you.
Thank you. So has everyone spoken? No, we have some newcomer? Okay.
Topic of your interest.
I'm Gavin McCutcheon from .Scot Registry. Really what I'm interested in seeing is the commercial performance and the obstacles to commercial performance that people are finding with new GTLDs.
Commercial performance with new GTLD. So while I should go make the final list, I'd like to have the ICANN staff here also introduce themselves.
Go ahead. Good morning. Michaela Quincy, Director of Global Support.
Good morning. Leanne Champagne, Senior Product Manager, Digital Services.
And she's also the portal manager, so you're asking a good question why she's here.
I'm Gordon Dick. I'm just observing this meeting.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
No.
Good morning. I'm Gwen Carlson. I'm communications with ICANN staff.
Good morning. Aaron Hickman, Director of Operations.
Francisco Arias, Director of Technical Services.
Winnie Yu, Registry Services and Engagement Manager.
Aisha Gutekje, Registry Services Engagement Manager.
Good morning, everybody. Krista Papik, Director of Registry Services.
Hello, everyone. Fabien Betremio, Registry Services Team, and I'm the RP Manager for this session.
Thank you for your RP Management Services, Fabien. Hi. We're introducing ourselves.
Thank you. I'm Elaine Peruse from Donuts.
Yes. And do you have any topics that you'd like to discuss with the group today?
I'm sure I'll come up with some.
Okay. Well, we have an initial list. So if you want to add to it, this is the time. Because next thing we're going to be doing is voting, meaning that we only have a limited amount of time this morning together. So we like to see which topic are the ones that we want to devote our time to. Do you have anything? RCEP. Okay, one more to the list. Aishagar, are you ready? Hello? Are you okay? Oh, okay. So the process is this. We're going to be raising our hands when we name a topic, and we'll just count the hands, and whichever gets the most vote are going to go to the top of the list. And then we're going to be allocating maybe 10 minutes per topic, and we'll see how far we can go down the list. And I see that we have a few more people coming in, so I'd like to have them introduce themselves. Introduce yourself and let us know what topic you're interested in talking about this morning.
My name is Juliano. I'm from the Brazilian Network Information Center, the .br, and I come to follow the discussions on registries and issues that the registry raises on ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Hi, everyone. This is Yanis with .Asia. I guess you have already a quite long list to start with, so just listen. Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I think we're ready. Are we ready? Okay, so number one item, I mean, on top of the list right now is two characters. Raise your hand if you want to talk about two characters this morning. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Two characters gets nine hands. Just make a note, Winnie, if you could just make a note. Okay. Next is GDD Summit, Industry Summit. Who wants to talk about that? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Very popular topic. Next, I'm going to separate this, and I don't know, maybe we should. Okay, CCDS and the new portal. Would you like to separate them? Okay, so let's do CCDS first. CCDS, who's interested in talking about CCDS? You can vote more than once, so it's fine. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six for CCDS. The new portal, otherwise known as GDD portal. The new portal, who wants to talk about that? One, two, dancing hands. She gets two votes for that. Okay, three, right? Next, meeting B clarification. Three, four, five, six, okay. Billing and invoicing. One, two. MSA, material subcontract assignment. There's got to be at least one hand. One, okay. Delegation deadline. One, two, is that one? Is that another hand? Okay, two, three. Three hands. Commercial performance with new GTLDs. One. RCEP. Who wants to talk about RCEP? One. Okay. That was the list. So Aishagar is ranking them right now. So how much time do we have left? 1 hour. So we have 1 hour. So let's do 5 topics, 15 minutes. Okay. So we'll pick the first 5 topics. Aishigo, can you tell us what they are?
So the first one will be GDD Industry Summit. The second one is 2 characters. Meeting B clarification, CZDS, and delegation deadlines. The top 5 topics.
Thank you. Are they in order you just mentioned?
Yes.
Of course, you will do that. Thank you, Aishigo. So let's get it started. You have a question?
Go ahead.
This is Samantha. I have a suggestion. Would it be possible to discuss the industry summit and then meeting B perhaps in sequence? Because I think that a lot of people are making, or a lot of registries at least, are making decisions about which to attend based on the content of each and based on the structure, especially since they're in the same rough geographic area.
Excellent suggestion. Thank you for that. Is everybody okay with this? Okay, so let's get the discussion started. You know how to use your push-to-talk microphones, right? So, GDD Industry Summit in May in Amsterdam, right? Everybody know about the venue has been selected, right? The dates are set. The thing that's missing is agenda. Right, and this is what you're asking. So this is so interesting that you're asking us that, as ICANN staff. The idea of the GDD summit was actually reverse of the ICANN meetings. It means that we're depending on the registries, you guys, for the agenda. So if you look at what's written on the website, I think we try to mention that if you have suggestions for any agenda item, please let us know. But I want to ask Krista to talk about this, because she probably has the most information about this now.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody. Krista Papik once again. Sorry I was a few minutes late. I was circling the complex looking for this room. I thought I'd seen them all, but I have not. So I think I'll talk about both of those topics together, because I agree they're sort of interrelated. So from a high level, the summit is, and I think you guys know this, but in case there are some new folks in here that don't, the purpose of the summit is really a more of a business and operations type of meeting. So the ICANN meetings are typically focused on internet governance and policy work. And even your stakeholder group meeting, you'll notice on Tuesday that most of the topics are centered around policy and the governance work that's going on. So we created the summit as a place for the contracted parties and the entities that support them to come together and talk through business ideas or issues, challenges, successes, operational issues, successes, et cetera, with each other, the interplay between registries and registrars, resellers, and the staff that supports you, and how we can all work better together. Or we've really been hoping to also, and we did this a little bit in the first summit, we're hoping to do this even more so in the next one that's taking place in Amsterdam in May, to sort of look at the industry itself holistically as well. So looking ahead, what we see coming, and how the industry and how we need to adapt operationally to, you know, deal with upcoming issues. So the agenda for the summit, at the request of the registries and registrars, really, you guys came to us and said, hey, we'd like to set the agenda. So that's being developed right now by a group of people who, if you're interested in participating in that, you're more than welcome to do so. We've had a couple meetings, I think a conference call just before this meeting here, and then a real quick meeting a couple days ago to talk about some of the ideas that folks had for agenda items. I think And what we're trying to do is, or what we're asking the team of registries and registrars that are putting this together, we're asking them to at least try and come up with an outline of what the agenda will be so that all of you folks can decide if, you know, who you would want to send from your companies and what makes the most sense. I think just, again, high level, what I think we'll end up seeing is sessions that would be dedicated just to registries, just to registrars, joint sessions between registries, registrars, and staff. And then there'll probably be a block of time. I know you guys want this, so there will be a block of time where it's just registries and registrars talking to each other. It's meant to be an open format, much like this meeting here is, not a presentation-based meeting, although if you guys wanted a presentation on something, we could certainly provide that. But it really is meant to be more of a workshop and a collaborative, interactive engagement, again, amongst the contracted parties and their, you know, consultants, if you will, and the staff. Some of the, and I'm looking to Frida because she's on one of the folks that's on the team of people that are putting together the agenda. Some of the items that came up are RRA amendments. I know there's been a little bit of a rub between registries and registrars on how RRAs, the contract between yourselves, are being amended. Sorry, I'm looking for my notes really quick. There's also an opportunity to have one-on-one meetings with staff. So I know you guys do that here at ICANN meetings. We also do that at the summit. There was some requests to talk about some of the policy implementation work. So again, this isn't a policy meeting. We're not doing PDP work, policy development work, but rather implementation. For registries, there's some significant implementation work coming up related to THIC WHOIS. While all of you are THIC, part of that policy implementation requires you to have your output to be consistent with the 2013 RAA spec, which, believe it or not, is slightly different than your spec. So there's a little bit of work ahead for that, and that's been going on. So people want to talk about that at the summit. And then RDAP, I know there's been a lot of discussion around RDAP and the implementation of it, and we expect that to continue. I know brands wanted to have some sessions or maybe a track for them because they have some unique questions and interactions that they'd like to discuss. And then I don't know. I know Ronald had his hand up, and maybe Frida wants to add something to what I just shared.
I just want to say that if there are topics that you feel would be really beneficial for any of you, doesn't matter what they are, please let us know. We're happy to work on them. We have some ideas ourselves. I think there's some other opportunities as well, which I'll discuss with Krista, and then we'll circulate to the wider group and get your feedback. I've had interesting feedback from some of the GAC members, interestingly, because they are trying to understand how the actual whole process works for us, because they genuinely, you know, they're very important in how the policy and everything works for all of us. But they actually need a little bit of TLC, and they were keen to get involved. So there may be an opportunity to have a little, maybe either a panel session with a couple of GAC members that will feed back to the GAC. So things like that, if you feel that that's important or that it is going to influence your registry or registrar, then we'll happily try and coordinate it into an agenda and see. But there are lots of opportunities. This is our forum to make it really worthwhile. So, you know, having the staff available, having Dennis, you're going to be on hand, I hope.
I certainly hope so. Did you hear that stuff?
Find it very useful. And I think there's a lot of lessons learned, maybe a panel about lessons learned and things like that, and where to go to. Some requirements are slightly different for different models, and as these models become more distinct, it would be easier to get all of the different focus. So don't be shy. Make sure you let either Krista or some of the team that we're working with to add your thoughts and requirements.
Yeah, just so that everyone knows, if you haven't been to our website yet, it's on our website, and just search for Summit, and you'll get this link. And if you read this, it'll say for contact global support at ICANN.com. And, of course, Michaela here is the director of global support, and she will make sure that your inputs will get routed to the right person. Or the other thing you could do is contact your engagement manager, right? We have three lovely engagement managers here. If they're here, you can tell them right here in person. If they're not here, of course, you know, when you get home, send them a message. Go ahead, Ronald.
Ronald Dotween, just as Krista said, the brands are demanding or asking for some are asking for some specific session or track or something like this. So are the geos. So if we could have, let's say, a 2 or 3 hours spot in between where we could mix together the geo things. I've already asked Nick Tommaso whether there is a room availability probably after end of the official end of the summit, Thursday in the afternoon, because the summit is supposed to end at 1 o'clock on Thursday, that we could have another 3 hours or 2 hours for the geo group. Yeah? Because Amsterdam is very perfect to reach. And not only for me, but for the other. And we had very many, to attend such a hands-on meeting as the one that has been in Los Angeles before.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. When you make your request, try to get as specific as possible topic, certainly, and the nature of discussion. But like Ronald said, you know, I like a 2-hour session, 3-hour session. And if you're making a request, who you want, you know, as a GAC member or whoever, that you would like to be there. And also, we need to know the ICANN staff, you know, that you expect to see, yeah. Right? Whether it's legal or finance.
Just
go ahead, Ronald.
One minute or one additional thing. A colleague of us, having a new TLD email address, of course, tried to register for this meeting. Please supply a correct email address, it said, because .Berlin... doesn't seem to be a correct email address within ICANN. So at least if you're planning to do something for the new GTLDs, you should accept these email addresses. It accepted mine, .Wien, probably because it's 4 characters and not 5, 4, or 6. So registration form did not accept the .Berlin address, for example.
I think, Ronald, one of the things we can do is coordinate the geos with the brand to ensure that there is that track in the GDD summit. And I think the other thing that will be a big topic, which was also on the list, was universal acceptance, because it's not just the registries and registrars that have to work on universal acceptance.
Right.
It's every retailer, every company on this planet. We had to do a major change and a major project just to get our customers to use the...
Thank you. Universal acceptance is a huge topic, and there was actually a couple of sessions here, right? What I like to request is... since we are having sessions here, if we're having another discussion at the summit, the nature of that discussion, maybe you would want it different, or you just want more. This is something that we need to know. Maybe we need more operational discussion rather than policy type of discussion. Krista, did you want?
Go ahead. Thanks, Dennis. Just a couple things. Both Fabian and I put the link in the chat to the landing page where the information about the summit is posted. I should have mentioned this earlier. on the page, it has the dates. It has the venue information. It has a link to, if you need a visa letter, it's got the link to request a visa letter. There are special hotel rates for the two separate hotels. So you can, you know, that what you need to do is listed there. And then once there is an agenda, it'll be posted there as well. Just a couple other quick things. I wanted to clarify, Ronald, your comment about a geo session. Do you want that session to be just for the geos, or do you want geos and staff?
it is intended for the CIOs, but it, as any CIO meeting is open to anyone who wants to participate. But we want to focus on topics. What did work for .London? What did not work for .Rio? What does .Friesland propose or have good ideas with? Because we are not in competition with each other. So we are trying to help each other mingle up at any ICANN meeting. So we need a room, and we invite anybody to join, to come in. So if staff has time to attend us, you're very, very welcome.
Great. Thanks for the clarification. And then I see there's a question over there. Just one other thing I would maybe encourage. I know that the group of registries and registrars working on this, and Frida's going to she's already heard this. They're trying to, as quickly as possible, pull together the framework agenda, but we've been encouraging them to get it done as soon as possible because some folks can't make a decision whether to come or not until they know the agenda. And I know that for Asia-Pacific, some parts of Asia-Pacific, and I think some parts of the Middle East, visas take quite some time. So if you guys can help urge that team along. Sorry for the pressure, Frida, but you know, I'm already getting quite a few inquiries and sort of frustrated folks because they want to know whether they should apply for a visa or not.
Sure, and I'll feed that back. But also, honestly, please feed anything that you really want to either myself or to Krista and the team.
So, sorry, Fabien Betrimeux for the remote participants. I just want to remind everyone to please not forget to state your name because remote participants are not able to see you, and that will help them. Thank you.
So, what's kind of the envisioned plan? My name is Andrew, top level design. What's the envisioned plan for the GDD summit? So just my understanding of how it came about. There's a lot of discussion about, you know, intersessional, bringing that back, and we did the one in LA, and then there was, like, the need for geographic diversity, so now we're doing the one in Europe. Is it already envisioned to be a twice-a-year rotating event? Is that already set? Like, are we going to be back in potentially North America in September, or how are we going forward?
Thanks, Andrew. It's Krista. So, yeah, twice a year, I think, is what's envisioned, although it sort of will depend on what the needs of the contracted parties are. I believe that, and this is not for sure because we're not that far ahead yet, but we are trying to do sort of a geo rotation. So I don't think it would be North America. I think it'd be somewhere probably in Asia would be my guess, but that's not set yet.
I was just going to basically say what Krista said, that I've got people on my team that need to plan if they should go to the summit or not. So maybe if the people who are planning the agenda could say, by this date, we'll have an outline published, so at least people will stop asking me.
Thanks for that, Elaine. And Krista, again, I was asking for by the end of the month, which I still think is too far from now. They were pushing more towards the 15th of April. I will keep pushing them, but honestly, they listen to you guys more than they listen to me. So I would encourage you to lean on your team. I know Frida's not the one that was pushing back, by the way, but there were some others that thought that the stakeholder group would need more time to review it, et cetera, et cetera. And I would encourage you to share that as well. Thank you.
Did you want to speak? Name, please.
Sebastian Ducos, New Star. I missed the LA. We had a number of people there. I wasn't there. Are we recreating a parallel ICANN twice a year? What are the limits? Are we talking more operations and less policy, separating that? That's the just also to create the agenda and know what we need to be talking about.
Yeah, Krista, again, thanks, Sebastian. The way I think about it, because I'm very simple-minded, is the ICANN meetings are policy and governance. So that's where the transition discussions go on. That's where policy is developed. And this is the business meeting. So this is operations, policy implementation, which is really an operational activity, market things. I know the DNA wants to have some sessions there. So it's really about the business and the business operations and not about policy and internet governance.
Sebastian Ducos again, now as GOTLD, because for us, in this particular case, there's a bit of a choice here. What do we organize in Amsterdam? What do we organize, if anything, in Helsinki? And how, because not everybody can go everywhere all the time.
just Frida, for the record, just for clarification, I think the summit is a real opportunity for people to get together that are not rushing and dashing to all of the different meetings where they have requirements at the normal ICANN meetings, and it's a real opportunity to brainstorm. So it's more like a workshop to help each other, as you know, Ronald had said, that we want to work together. We're all in this new digital era, so it is an opportunity to ensure that we are helping each other and taking the creases out of the process, because it is all new for not just us but for ICANN staff as well. And as we become, you know, everyone gets on board and things start to settle down, we do need to get into the operational mode. So I think there are great opportunities, and working in collaboration, you get to know the staff, and that makes a huge difference, that you know that who you can contact. And the engagement management teams really help for that as well. So, but get your topics in pretty quick, please.
Yeah, I think the main difference that I see is, like, you see what's happening here in this room. This is the on-conference topic where the attendees choose the topics of their interest, right? So the whole session, the whole summit, is, you can think about it like that. Whatever topic that you want, you can talk about it. And it's not necessarily ICANN staff presenting to you. It's actually you are talking amongst yourself. And there's a huge value in that, is what we notice. So go ahead, Aaron. Aaron has a... Oh.
Martin Küchenthal. We have been attending the summit in Los Angeles, and what we found very helpful were the sessions about the working groups or work groups. We had very, very fruitful discussions in smaller groups and put the results together, presenting them. And I would suggest to have some of this also this time, to have different topics, to find out about best practices solutions. That's the discussion between the different parties, registries and registrars, and ICANN staff, and the relaxed overall feeling in this summit was very nice. So I never saw ICANN staff so relaxed than on this summit.
Okay, we have an input from the remote participation. Fabian, go ahead.
Two, actually. So the first one is in terms of order. Please make sure you speak in the microphone, because it seems that not all the speakers can be heard correctly, and I'm thinking about you, Frida, in particular, because your voice is so soft. And so if you could speak closer to the microphone, that'd be great. And we have a comment from Crystal Ondo. Let me read her comment. Can staff explain the focus agenda of meeting B? It may help determine what will not need to be on the agenda for the summit.
That's an excellent point. Krista, you want to talk about meeting B now?
Yeah, it's Krista Papik.
Krista, before you get into that, just time check, we have 35 minutes.
Yeah, thanks, Winnie. I was actually going to push us to segue into meeting B, so Crystal did it for us. Thank you, Crystal. Yeah, so meeting B is really an all-policy-focused meeting. It's meant to be focused on SOAC, stakeholder group, and constituency policy work and outreach. So there is a couple links I'm going to point you guys to. One of them is about the strategy that you can go look at and learn more about. But the one that I find, and that's the first one I'm posting in the Adobe room, but the thing that I thought was actually super helpful is there's an example from ICANN 53. It links to what the schedule was for ICANN 53, and then it's redlining out all of the sessions that would not be occurring at meeting B. So I think that will give you guys a really good sense. But again, and so it's not even internet governance work. All the CCWG stuff is crossed off there, and I realize that we're moving into a different phase of that, but nonetheless, it's really just strictly focused on policy only.
Any other comments on meeting B? Go ahead, question.
Sorry, Samantha from Fairwinds. So, Krista, what do you guys see as your team's role in meeting B? Have you guys started thinking about or planning what kind of presence you'll have there?
Yeah, thank you for that. Gwen was just going to remind me of the same thing, and I was thinking we were all on the same page. So from a GDD perspective, the only GDD, very little is the answer to your question, only as it relates to policy work. So we, and I don't think it's 100% cemented because this is our first meeting B as well, but one of the things that we're, we do have some folks within GDD that keep an eye on policy development work so that we can be thinking ahead towards implementation and trying to really make sure the folks that are doing the policy work, because one of the challenges we have is policies get developed and when you hand them over to implementation, they're just like wrought with danger because there's a complete disconnect from reality. It's like it's theory versus application or whatever. So what we've been trying to do, and there's going to be more of a focus on this, at least that's what I'm hoping for in the next year, is trying to find some sort of mechanism to sort of provide implementation feedback during the policy development process. We're not quite there yet, but so it'd be very, very light on GDD folks, and it'd just be those people that look towards the policy development work to see what's coming down the pipeline.
This is Dietmar from Validaeus. Just a quick question. Would compliance be going to this meeting, or would they go to the summit, for example?
I'm not 100% sure, but okay. My understanding of what meeting B is supposed to be, they would be at the summit. I don't think that they would be at meeting B. That doesn't seem to me to be a place for the compliance team. I'm sure they'll be very happy about that.
Very good questions. Any other comments on meeting B?
I'm sorry, I just want to make sure meeting B will be the second meeting GDD summit, the second one, or it's a side meeting of the first one this year?
I'm so sorry, I only got the second half of your question. Can you repeat it, please?
I'm not sure meeting B means side meeting of the second of the first meeting or the second meeting this year.
I think he's...
I understand. Thank you, Dennis. Krista Papik again. So the meeting strategy working group who put this together, named them meetings A, B, and C. It's the second ICANN meeting of the year, so typically occurs in June. It has nothing. The summit
is ICANN meeting.
It's an ICANN meeting, correct?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's very confusing.
Okay.
And GDD. When I think about it, the ICANN meetings are a track. The GDD summits are a track, and this is on the ICANN meeting track, and it's the second meeting of the year.
I'm still interested in the second GDD summit this year. So I want to make sure if the host process will be transparent or not. If Scenic want to host the second GDD summit in this year, how can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to be clear too, it's not the second summit of this year, it's the second summit ever. So like this is ICANN 55, this is GDD Summit 2. Does that make sense? So ICANN's had 55 meetings.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the second GDD summit we've ever had. So the first one was in Los Angeles, this is the second one. So it's the first one happening this year, but it's the second one ever. Anyway, okay. I think the other question you're asking is about sponsorship opportunities. Is that?
Yeah,
yes. If you could just, it might be up on our webpage. I don't know if
it is
up. Okay. Yes. So if you go to the webpage, there's information about sponsorship.
I do know there will be a GDD summit meeting in this May. So I wonder if there will be another GDD summit meeting this year. In which month?
Yeah, the current vision is that we would have another one later this year.
Yeah, which month? Decide or not?
Not decided.
Timing hasn't been decided.
And the site, totally not decided, right? And the place.
Location?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Date and location have not been decided.
If we do have the interest, how can we contact which people?
You could reach out to me.
Okay. Thanks.
You.
So we know everything we know about the meeting B and the GDD summit. 2. I guess we should start numbering them now. So I can see the confusion rising in the future. Okay, so if we're done with this topic, let's move on to our next topic, which was 2 characters. So who wants to start the discussion on 2 characters? Go ahead. I'm looking around. You are very interested in 2 characters. Do you want to ask a start with a question, maybe? Go ahead. Your name?
Martin Küchenthal. We already had some very fruitful meetings also with ICANN staff about this issue. My understanding is that all registries may be separated in the different groups like Brand Geo and the generics have the idea to find a mutual way of submit the mitigation plans. And I would be very interested how we can structure that to do it together, that not everybody's doing the work for itself, and also to not set 2 different expectations among us.
Hi, this is Samantha from Fairwinds, but I'll put on my Registry Stakeholder Group co-chair hat or vice chair hat. Actually, a subgroup within the Registry Stakeholder Group has done a lot of work in putting together some templates to use, and there are some that are more suited towards open GTLDs, and there are some that are very well suited to closed dot brands. So I will put you guys in touch. We can talk after this meeting, but I'll put you guys in touch with the subgroup who's been working on that, because they've done a lot of the legwork, and I think that, like, so we're thinking about also utilizing some of those templates so that there is a coordinated response.
Thank you. This is Martin speaking. Thank you. We had an eye on the templates already in the registry stakeholder group meeting, so, but it will be helpful. Just.
This is music to our ears. Anyway, I know it's helpful for you guys, but it sounds like I'm secretly hoping that it's helpful to us too, the less information to consolidate. So that's great. I think it's the first I've actually heard about that. I heard something from the brands about this, but it's nice to hear from the stakeholder group as well.
Go ahead. Sebastian Ducos, Newstar. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Is this effort going to help you and help the process and facilitate the process? And because from what I hear this week, you may receive no more than 5 case studies, 5 different lenses, and that will be it.
There's a comment. Sorry, Fabien Betremieux, for the remote participants. There's a comment from Crystal Ondo. Let me read the comment. The working group has asked for suggestions, comments for the next 10 days. Please email the registry stakeholder group list with those. I believe she's talking about the working group in the registry stakeholder group on 2 characters, indeed.
Hi, this is Dietmar again from Validez. Just a real quick question. Cyrus mentioned yesterday about the 2 characters that will be released back to the registry operators. Is there any indication as to when that might happen? Some kind of little bit of a timeline? I don't know.
The team's been working on that actually for a bit. Even though there's only 8 2 characters, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of releases that have to be pulled together and QA'd and all of that stuff. So they're coming soon, I think within the next week or two. Yes.
Any other comments on 2 characters? Okay, so that's the end of discussion on 2 characters. And one more comment.
Again, it's Dietmar from Validez. This may come as a surprise, but I'd just like to say that Cyrus yesterday did a really good job with the GAC. I will be honest. That was much appreciated.
I'm not sure why that would be a surprise, but no, he did do a great job. I know how frustrating this has been for you guys. I hope you guys know that it's been an incredible amount of work on our side. We're threading a needle very narrowly. And this came up a little bit in the stakeholder group on Tuesday, and I didn't get an opportunity to say what I wanted to say then, but somebody made a comment about encouraging staff to sort of fight on your behalf. I cannot tell you how vehemently we have been fighting on your behalf. And I know this has been a highly charged topic on both sides. We're, as Cyrus says, we're standing in the middle. We've got guns pointed at us from both sides. but we, you know, from all the way up through the organization, from you know, the bottom up, we have been fighting this. It's a very delicate issue, ironically, because it's, you know, these two characters. But we've just been fighting tooth and nail for you guys, and we still have a long road ahead. But you know, I really hope you guys know that. And Winnie's the lead on the team for this. The amount of work that this woman has done and the level of patience and dedication, I just can't even tell you. So, and then the other thing I just wanted to address real quickly on the comments and the templates, back to Simon's comment. I think it will be helpful. I think it's important for the mitigation measures to be fulsome and to have meat on them. But the less there is for us to go through, the easier it's going to be. I mean, compiling all this and trying to post something coherent is going to be a super big challenge. So the more organized that is, makes Winnie's job and all of the folks that support her, it makes it a lot easier. So I hope that helps.
Well, Sebastian Dukos, Newstar, representing a large number of TLDs, will make sure that we have a very limited number of answers.
Thank you.
Martin Küchenthal again. I just want to add one thing. After attending the GAC session yesterday, I have a big concern that regardless what comes now, that it's absolutely not over. Because obviously some of the GAC members just woken up about this issue yesterday. So that made me kind of concerned. Thinking about Iran yesterday, that was surprising, saying never heard about this stuff before. So that means whatever mitigation plan outcome we have, I think that is not the last time we struggle with this.
Yeah, so I agree, it's not over. And as I said, it is a long road ahead. I think one very big piece of good news is, I don't know if you guys read the communique yet, but there's no advice on two characters. So really it's the GAC advice that, yes, you're right. There's some very unhappy people in the room. People hadn't heard of it before. But as we've maintained, and as you heard Cyrus say yesterday, there are two paths for releasing these in the registry agreement. These are business contracts. These are legal instruments. One path is get approval from the government. The other one is get approval from ICANN. The way you do that is through submitting your requests. People get to comment. Eventually, there's mitigation measures. So I don't want to get too optimistic quite yet, but we're really, you know, driving hard to be on this path. And hopefully, my secret hope is that someday everybody just accepts that this is the world we live in. And you know, again, that's down the road still, but that's where we're trying to get to.
Just to stress what Chris said, Ronald Schwarzler from .Wien, Cyrus very clearly said it's either or. Either you get the permission from the government or you get the permission from ICANN. So hopefully we get the permission from ICANN, so the government of, let's say, no, can say whatever it wants, whether these two letters are somehow reserved to a specific country. You could never speak again a sentence in German and English, for example, if you think of the letter I-N. Yeah? I'm in Vienna, so we could not use it anymore.
Frieda Talon for the record. Just very quickly, I think this is where, honestly, an outreach to the GAC is really necessary because they do not understand the actual real use of these two letters. And that's where I think a lot of the problems have stemmed from, and trying to address those. We had the brand registry group had a meeting with 10 of the countries when we were in Singapore. I was horrified that they had no clue. They genuinely had no clue. But it is an opportunity for us, both now for this particular issue and also for other topics that come up in the future, to reach out to them and get them into workshops and get them educated. You know, we can do that as part of summits and things like that. And that'll take the pain out of a lot of these policies and changes and requirements. They've got to understand the functionality of where the requirements are, particularly in smaller areas. Their concerns were very unfounded. It's just incredible what their fears were. So, and Cyrus did a great job yesterday.
As expected.
Just to clarify, it's Dietmar. Just to clarify, I was saying it was surprising that I'm doing something in a positive light. That was the surprising part. It wasn't Cyrus was a surprise.
Samantha Dimitro, I just wanted to ask a clarifying question on what Ronald brought up, where there is an either or. So like you either go through the ICANN process or you go through the governments. Does that mean that if you've gone through the ICANN process, received some comments from governments, that you're prohibited from then doing kind of the, if you will, back channel with governments and getting a request? Okay.
You can always go get Krista here. If you got comments, you don't want to wait out the mitigation thing right. That we're doing right now, and you were able to get approval from a government, you're good to go. Just a real quick note on that. You're not required to tell us about that. However, I always suggest that you do, because we do monitor for that. So it obviously, if you got something, some sort of agreement from, I'll pick on Austria, to use AT, if and then you registered the name, you'd get a compliance notice. You'd just be able to show that you got it, but it sort of mitigates having to do that compliance work. So
okay, that was my understanding. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
That was a correct understanding. Any more two-character comments? Thank you. That was a good discussion. Very fruitful. Let's move on to the next topic, CZDS. Wanted to talk about CZDS. Who wants to start the discussion? Hopefully someone who suggested the topic. Go ahead.
Thanks, Frida. It's Dietmar from Validez. I guess the concern we have is that the CZDS, specifically the one of the concerns is around the requirements of information that is provided by the applicant, the person that's requesting the information. And I guess one of the things is that with the development of the new CZDS portal and stuff like that, that information becomes mandatory, not voluntary. Because at the moment, you can't reject people. Rejection is a very difficult process with the CZDS. But if the people aren't providing valid address details, there's no way of identifying who they are. So if they're putting, I don't know, Mickey Mouse at the White House, that's just... Clearly, that's fake. I mean, there might be individuals in there, but, I mean, that's fake. And we would like to reject those, but, So if we could, part of that portal process is put in, like, mandatory requirements, that would be awesome.
Thanks, Dietmar. It's Krista Papik. So, actually, Mickey Mouse has relocated to D.C. Washington, D.C. So one of the things we have is that the fields will become mandatory. There's a few that will still not be mandatory. We have to work through that a little bit because I got some feedback yesterday. Fax number is definitely not going to be mandatory, which I think makes sense. But apparently it's country or zip code. It's something in some places they don't have zip codes, so we have to kind of figure that out. But the majority of the fields will become mandatory. That's absolutely one of the things that's going to be in the first iteration of the replatformed system.
Ronald Schwarzler from .Wien. I already mentioned this in the registry stakeholder group. There is a real problem that we are creating a system for abuse, combining the the necessity or the duty to publish or to allow download of CCDS files and have OpenWhois all together. So we are detecting people downloading CCDS files from yesterday, today, tomorrow. So they form the difference between these two files. They know which domains have been registered the last 2 days. They go to the Whois, extract the email address, and do a spam to this. Yeah. So why do we allow them to get access to the CCDS? Because we are forced to. They say they knew it for statistical or research purposes. They give you an address, which is, for example, Hewlett-Packard Corporation. If you look at it more closely, you see that they are using a Gmail address, pretending to be Hewlett-Packard. But the information itself is somehow complete, not valid. So in my personal opinion, the only way to solve this, if there is any, would be to have a white list of agreed on downloaders of CCDS services. Whoever does this white list, all the other things are, and if you're planning to do, as you said, an auto-release of demands to these CCDS things, then we even make it easier for these abusive CCDS downloaders to get this information. We have already up to 20 cases where our customers, the registrants, are approaching the registry telling, hey, we got an invoice for you telling us if you want to have if you want to use all the benefits of your domain, you have to pay additional 300 euros or whatever using our logo of the registry. And the information is clearly from a combination out of CCDS and Whois. So whatever we are doing in the CCDS portal, easing the way of how we can release data and make it better, it is not solving the abuse problem. It's not a topic for the 3 or 5 or 20 of us to solve here. It is a general problem of the systems that have been created in base belief and to give access to anyone, but it is abused. It is really abused.
And so thanks, Ronald. Krista Papik again. So a couple things about that, and I think the last part of your comments were sort of an acknowledgement of what I'm about to say. We have to do CZDS, and to not do CZDS would require some sort of community process, and I think you guys know that, and I think Christina Rosette from Amazon even suggested in the stakeholder group the other day that the stakeholder group should maybe take up an effort to start figuring out how to best do that. That being said, we can improve the system to help minimize or make it harder for people to do the things that you're concerned about. A third thing is, and you acknowledge this too, but I just want to make it clear, the information is in Whois, and so some of those abusive activities, even if there was no CZDS, could still occur from getting the Whois information. So there's that. But the thing that we are trying to do is make it easier for you guys to do what you need to do because your contract says you have to do it, and make it harder for the people who are abusing the system, for lack of a better word, to do that. I just want to make one more clarification too. Mert Saka, who's on the registry team and out of the Istanbul office, couldn't be at the meeting, but he's online feeding me smart information. The fax field will be required, but there'll be a checkbox where you can say, I don't have a fax, which I think is kind of actually better than not being required, because you have to proactively say something. And we're going to look at the rest of the fields, like zip code, to make sure that if there are ones like that, that maybe people would not have one, that we would do the same sort of thing. So I think that Fabienne was in the queue.
So, Fabien Betrimieux for Remote Participants. We have a comment from Calvin Brown that refers to the discussion of validating a CZDS request. And the comment is, we reject anything that seems made up or implausible. Seems easy to me.
Hi, this is Dietmar again. How would I can feel if we are able to identify these abusers, the ones that, like that Ron is talking about, that are dodgy or questionable or whatever the reason might be, sending them through to compliance, for example, and compliance does their 1, 2, 3, kick you out process? We should do the same kind of thing if somebody's sending in a compliance notice or to compliance and you notice that that's dodgy and then you have the first warning, the second warning, and the third warning.
Krista, again, that's a great question for the next session, which is with compliance. I'm really not sure of the answer. And I'm sorry, I forgot one thing I wanted to address with Ronald, whitelisting and blacklisting. And first of all, one thing I forgot to tell you guys. So I mentioned this on Tuesday, but we are going to have a webinar about the changes, what's coming, and soliciting feedback and input like we've been doing and we'll continue doing with the GDD portal as well. But one of the things that we sort of had as an item to discuss there was whitelisting and blacklisting because we've heard this feedback before.
Sebastian Ducoste, New Star. So I'm in the funny position of being on both ends of this CCDS. I am one of the requesters come to me. It's all very interesting. No, social media comes up with online sales come up with a system that works really well, which is for the community to flag the good guys. And flag down the bad guys. So if there is a way for anybody to thumbs down somebody because there's something dodgy and for everybody else to be able to see that, that would be an easy way for us to sort what we can do very quickly and what we need to look at.
Thanks. That's a very interesting suggestion. And I would encourage you to please come to the webinar. Mert's taking notes right now, but that would be a great one to bring to the discussion that we'll be having on this and discussions.
So being mindful of the time, we got 8 minutes left, so I'd like to wrap this session up with the last comment here.
Gavin from .Scott. This is touching on a really contentious issue for, I don't think just .Scott in the UK, but other registries operating in Europe. Between CZDED, Open Whois policy, the requirements that in an audit information will be sent to the office in Turkey, which is outside of the EEC, it poses all kinds of data protection issues for people in Europe and especially for people in Scotland. I don't know what the answer is because I quite agree with the need for openness and transparency and for, for researchers to be able to do the work, but that's got to be balanced somehow with the data security of the registrants, ultimately. I don't know what the answer to that is, but I'd be very welcome a debate on that issue.
Thank you for the comment. So our one more topic we want to cover before we end the session here is the last one was delegation deadlines. Was there some information that you were seeking, or did you want to have a discussion about it? Go ahead.
Sebastian Ducos, New Star. I had two comments from the conversation the other day. The first one is about the delegation process itself. From an external point of view, it's all ICANN, let's say. You submit a token to the ICANN general machinery and you get a delegation out of it. I think it would be useful to share with us, and I had a bit of a picture from conversation with Iona Liaison, et cetera, on what actually happens and to explain why some delegations may take as little as a week, some others might take as long. Just to explain what exactly happens once the token is submitted, the automated technical checks, the manual possible checks that happen, who's involved in, et cetera, to sort of explain. Important for me when I explain this to a brand client that doesn't understand why suddenly when I promise something to happen within a week, it takes three. All understanding that in terms of SLA, in terms of contractual compliance, all these things are usually done well within what we planned 3 years ago. I can't remember what the delegation process was, but it was extensive, and we found it to be in reality much shorter than what we expected. But yet, there are big discrepancies. And the second thing was on stopping the clock for the deadline. At different steps of the process, it's been understood that when a deadline was imposed on an applicant or then an RO, that deadline was insofar as they could do anything about it. And once, so for example, when we're talking about clarifying questions, you had to answer your questions by then. When you have a compliance notice, you need to answer by then. But then whatever happens is no longer in your control and you're no longer
Here we have a deadline that goes beyond that, a deadline that, again, includes sometimes a substantial portion of the time that is completely out of our control. We should have a deadline for when we submit the token, and I think that in practice this is exactly what happens. In practice, when compliance has an issue with that, they come and see you, they come and see Ayana and say, where are we at with the token? But again, taking on I think it was Rachel Lee's comments the other day, the contract actually doesn't say that. So I don't know how, I don't want to rewrite the contract, let's not go there, but a note from your team saying this is how we look at it, how we interpret it, would be great. The last thing that I wanted to say, and this is more from the point of view not of an RO or back-end provider, but it's definitely from the point of view of somebody who holds hand of hundreds of those TLDs, people that have to listen to us, have to trust us in our relationship with ICANN. And this is going to sound a bit weird coming from this part of the table, but please enforce your deadlines. When we had, at the end of the contractual, like last summer, when deadlines for contracts were there, these deadlines were getting fuzzier, were getting, as they were coming, and I understand that you don't want to be the bad cop in this story. I understand all that. I need that to push my clients. My clients need that to push whoever is behind them there. Very often I speak to somebody who is convinced about this project but may need to convince 100 people behind them. If we can all stand firm on these, we don't look like wet fish whenever the client, you know, pushes the boundary, et cetera. And I have, you know, lists of people that have pushed and et cetera. It's all fine. I understand nobody wants to be the bad cop in this story. But at some point, we need to put our foot down and get things moving. Thank you.
So, Sebastian, thank you very much for those comments. I was relying on my memory, so I might have forgotten one thing that you were talking about, because I should know better than to rely on my memory. This is Krista again, by the way. I do believe that in practice it's based on when I remember now. So the discrepancy in what's the IANA process. Here's what I know. Once you log into the RZM, and I like to call it cashing in your token because, as I said earlier, I'm very simple-minded and very visual, so I picture, like, put in the machine, wait for something to come out the other side. IANA does its thing, and that's the part I don't know exactly what they do, and they immediately send it over to NTIA. NTIA has a process, and there's people involved, and so sometimes it depends on if there's a backlog or a weekend or a holiday or somebody might be on vacation, so there's fewer resources. And then from NTIA, it goes to VeriSign, and then it ends up in the root zone. I know that IANA, and I think everybody knows this. I mean, IANA does very good work. They're a well-oiled machine. So I think it gets through there pretty quickly. I think just sometimes it can get slowed down in some of the other processes, depending on what's going on. I don't know much more than that, but if you guys do want some sort of detailed information, it might be a good suggestion for the summit, a topic to have maybe someone from IANA just do a quick tutorial on what goes on behind the curtain once you put your token in the machine. secondly, the delegation deadline being is that the actual date that you become delegated, or is it the date that you put your token in the machine? I believe, but I'm not positive, so I will, one, go find out, and then I believe it's when you cash in your token is what we're managing to. It's out of your control. Once you submit the token, it's completely out of the registry operator's control. So I believe that's the case. I'm not 100% positive. I'll double check. I already had a note from yesterday because I think Stephanie Ducheneau from Google also asked this. And then I'll see to the second part of that request if there's somewhere we can sort of publish or make that clear, maybe even in the reminder emails we're sending to people about getting delegated. Maybe we can add a line in there. So let me take that action item. And then thirdly, enforcing the deadline. We really are trying very hard to enforce. We are absolutely focused on enforcing the deadlines. And it was just, I was here, some of you know this and some of you don't, but
I used to be on your side of the table. And I was, you know, here during the development of the applicant guidebook, and I was arm in arm with the rest of you beating the drum saying, make this thing happen, you know, go faster, go faster. So it sort of cracks me up to be sitting on this side of the table and asking people if we could please, you know, slow down and give them more time. Yes, we're absolutely enforcing the deadlines. It's a very strict process. If people want an extension, it's highly scrutinized, you know, and many of you may even have seen us say no several times to people. So we're definitely being very strict about the deadline, and we'll continue to do so. So thank you for that. It's nice to have some support on that.
So
for full disclosure, my first day at work, I received my first email I get in my new mailbox was an email from Krista saying, welcome to the team.
So. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah, that's a personal touch that Krista put in place when she came on board. It was very nice, the welcome kit. You mean air. Okay, folks, we are out of time, and I think that was a sound that I was hearing from our support folks back there. Thank you for your support. Thank you for RP management. But I'll have Krista just a brief closing remark. Thank you so much.
I just want to say two real quick things. The GDD portal, I know we didn't have time for that topic, but I know there were some questions. We had a user group that was established about a year and a half ago. We recently had a webinar to sort of rekindle the fire with the portal user group. There were some questions from some folks, and I don't even think they're here today, but maybe you guys will spread the word. It's the same portal user group. I think some folks thought we retired the old group and started a new one. It's the same group. I think our communication maybe got a little bit broken, so apologies for that. But it's the same group. People are welcome to come join it. We do really need a diverse group of people, so we make sure we're building something that meets as many of folks' needs as possible, because you are diverse. And then the second thing, question I have, just really quick show of hands, is this meeting still useful to you guys? Is it relevant to you? Everybody's nodding. Okay, good, because I don't want to have a meeting that nobody likes. This would not happen at meeting B, but we would have this again at meeting C in October, I think, is when that is. So that's it. I thank you guys so much for this opportunity. This is such a good dialogue for us, and I hope everybody has a safe trip home, and hopefully we'll see everyone in Amsterdam.
Thank you, everyone.